You're listening to the show on KJZZ. I'm Mark Brody with Steve Goldstein. That's G-O-L-D-S-T-E-I-N, and I just used it in a sentence.
Mark, that's pretty good, although you've known me for a while, so it shouldn't be that hard to spell. How about autochthonous?
I think I'll leave that one to the real spelling stars. We'll be taking over D.C. next month to compete in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. And getting there isn't as easy as ABC. The show's Annika Klein spells it out for us.
Sharon Schnitta. S-C-H-E-R-E-N-S-C-H-N-I-T-T-E. Sharon Schnitta.
Correct.
That was the winning word in last year's Scripps Bee. Oh, and so was this.
Nunatak. N-U-N-A-T-A-K. Nunatak.
Correct.
It was a tie. But both winners look exuberant, and they should, considering what it took to get there. See, the Spelling Bee is actually a numbers game.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee program each year involves more than 11 million kids across the country and around the world.
That's Paige Kimball, executive director of the Scripps Bee and 1981 Bee champion. She says the kids at the National Bee are funneled from smaller bees held in every U.S. state, territory, and commonwealth, and five other countries. And if they make it to the final round of 12 students?
We're talking about the top 0.001% of the Spelling Bee participating population.
And she says the population is still growing. This May, 285 elementary and middle schoolers will go to Washington, D.C. to spell it out for the top spot.
All right. How about tachistoscope?
Tachistoscope?
Mm-hmm.
Nicola Ferguson is practicing with her dad, Chris, over their dining room table.
Does it have anything to do with vision at all?
It's an apparatus for their brief exposure of visual stimuli.
Nicola won this year's Arizona Spelling Bee, hosted by the Arizona Educational Foundation. It was her first time in a state-level bee, so it'll be her first time going to nationals, too.
Where's it from?
It's Greek.
They spend maybe a half hour a day studying. Nicola's pretty busy. When she's not spelling, she's reading or practicing the violin.
Like when I first get home, my first thought isn't really, I need to prep for the spelling bee. Usually, I need to get my homework done as fast as possible so I don't have to worry about it.
She's got a natural talent for spelling new words.
Tachistoscope. T-A-C-H-I-S-T-O-S-C-O-P-E.
That's correct.
But she'll also have to remember the three C's. Calm, cool, and collected. ESPN broadcasts the final round on primetime, creating buzz around the bee and even more sweat about being on stage.
It's pretty intimidating for those kids when they get to that level to be able to compete.
Bobby Aboyle is executive director of the Arizona Educational Foundation.
And I think it takes a certain amount of poise and confidence and just getting those nerves settled down at that level, because it's a huge deal there.
It can feel so tempting to focus on the numbers. Will I make it to the top 72? The top 12? Top 2? But Nicola and her family want to enjoy D.C. too.
She's a marine biologist to be, so what actually excited her the most is going to the Baltimore Aquarium, so I'll probably do that.
That way the time I spend before the Spelling Bee will be happy, so like if I get out, then at least I will have seen the fish.
And who knows? The name of one of those fish could be the winning word this year. Barramundi, anyone? For the show, I'm Annika Klein.